However, let's talk now about something that should trouble us, right? So Professor André Duvenach, who's a professor of politics and is an analyst based at the Northwest University, has put together a piece in suggesting that South Africa is facing the reality of a full-blown state failure by 2030. Whoa, okay. Let's find out what that really means. Prof. Duvenach, good chatting to you. Well, not good chatting to you for the right reasons, right? Hello.
Ashraf, yes, it's always good talking to you.
Thank you.
And yes, you quote me on a certain way. Basically, I am quoting another grouping. They call themselves Yenonomics, and they have the perspective. And according to their analysis, South Africa will be a full-blown failed state around 2030. And I must tell you, according to my own assessment, I'm in agreement with that perspective. Now, theoretically, we can differentiate among soft states, that is a state where corruption is prominent. Then the second one is a weak state. Corruption, it cannot safeguard its boundaries, and it cannot function in a developmental way within the geography of the state. And then the third one is where the state as a force is losing control over their territory, where there is basically forces developing against the existing state. And that is the type of situation we have in places like Sudan, the DRC, Somalia, and so on. Now, my take on it is that South Africa is already past the point of a soft state. We are in a full-blown weak state. And if things went wrong, then we may end up in a pattern of instability. And this instability may create an environment of what we call full-blown state failure.
Okay.
And I must...
Yeah, when you say when things go wrong, what for you is a manifestation of things go wrong?
Okay, a manifestation will be, let's say, the election. And the election process went wrong. And important political actors are dissatisfied with the outcome of the elections. And they resort to patterns of instability or violence. Or we have the type of scenario where KZN is saying we are not satisfied to be governed by the rest of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to go our own way, or the same thing with the so-called Afstig movements we have in the Western Cape.
Okay. But so if we take that example, the one you just gave about an election that is heavily contested after the election, right? I mean, wouldn't that same apply? Wouldn't that also then apply to what happened in the USA with Biden and Trump, where the parties contested the election well be after the election, and there was let's call it a riot of sorts that took place at the seat of power.
Yeah, I think there's a big difference between the United States and South Africa on many lines. I don't think the USA will qualify as a soft or a weak state. But what is absolutely a factor is that there are some of the deepest divisions in their history, currently with the Trump factor on the one side and the Biden factor on the other side. And people are predicting patterns of instability, patterns of violence in the USA. Now, South Africa may experience similar patterns, but within a weaker state framework, and that may bring difficulties. Take into consideration that the USA is an established democracy since 1776.
Mm-hmm.
So they are a number of hundred years down the line. We only is a democracy for 30 years. And in many ways, the South African society is a deeply divided society. So there's the potential for instability, there's the potential for the type of breakaway patterns or instability. But if I'm saying
But again, South Africa is not unique at that in terms of being divided. What I'm saying, I'm not saying we're not. All I'm saying, and I gave the example of the USA, and I'll probably even say the same thing about Israel. You know that outside of what happened from October 7 and beyond, right, the period leading up to that period has had protests, massive protests, every weekend in Tel Aviv against the leader of the country, Benjamin Netanyahu. What I'm trying to say is that, and I mean, others I just can't remember, there are many examples of what you call divided societies, and we don't say they failing states or failed states.
Yeah, but you see, at least if you talk about the Israelis, their systems are functioning very well. If you look at our institutional frameworks, we are talking about 80% of all municipalities that are currently dysfunctional. We are talking about the provision of water that is becoming more and more problematic.
And we know that,
The provision of electricity is a huge problem at the moment. In fact, South Africa is developing in the direction where we are creating parallel structures, safety and security, infrastructural development. Even if you take the pattern of vigilantism, people are taking the law into their own hands and acting in a legal way.
Well, I think there I would concede. I mean, you're right. You know, parallel structures, for example, private security has only emerged in what has seemed to be the absence of police, the police force being able to police effectively. Then you look at now, for example, people going off the grid is another example of parallel structures, and we can extend that to a whole range of other issues. And therefore, that brings me to the question. So if you talk about us being this weak state, but not quite the failing state, what then needs to happen now? Because we're talking in an election season, and I'm hoping that every single political party who actually is squabbling with each other, as I've been seeing every night on these many town hall debates trying to outdo each other, understands the need to put South Africa right on top of the agenda.
Well, my take on it is that we must definitely try to turn this around. And it is possible to turn it around. And to turn it around, we need to build capacity within the framework of the state. We need to institutionalize democratic principles and act accordingly. We need to root out corruption on all levels. So there's a lot of things that we can do. But at the moment, the ANC is very much a corrupt government that is not functioning effectively, that is killing capacity in terms of things like cadre deployment, policies that you cannot execute in a proper way, creating an environment that is not conducive for investments. Mm. And all of this is contributing to a very negative scenario.
Well, I mean, look, you know, I mean, being critical of the ANC would be understandable because the ANC itself are critical of the ANC right now. I mean, they've openly admitted where they failed. But you're talking about institutionalizing democratic principles. I mean, surely we have that already. I would have thought that's the one thing we have. Whatever our arguments are, we actually are absolutely sound with regard to democratic principles.
Okay. I think my definition, at least, of democracy is that it's a lot more than only elections. You need to look at things like limited government. And at the moment, the ANC is not a limited government. It's an extended government becoming a regime. And there are academic articles on that topic. Secondly, we can question if the government is functioning within the constitutional framework. If you just look at legislations like the Bella legislation, you talk about the Property Acts, Article 25 of the Constitution. So there's big questions about constitutional government. Then the whole principle of the rule of law. How do you get a scenario where political influential people are escaping the judiciary by making use of Stalingrad type strategies, sometimes for more than 20 years? And I'm now referring to people like Jacob Zuma. But if you look at the Zondo Commission, you are basically talking about the whole top elite of the ANC. You cannot associate corruption with democratic principles. Another aspect of democracy is effectiveness and efficiency. when it comes to service delivery, when it comes to the infrastructure of the state, when it comes to borders. And at the moment, we are talking about 6 million illegal immigrants within South Africa.
All right. So I think you've given a good case, a very sobering warning about the things that are going wrong, right? And I hear that, right? So we have an election coming up, right? What is the one thing you want to see coming out of this election?
Well, I would like to see governments in place that will act according to the public interest in terms of the common good. That's the ideal of any democracy.
And how would you know they're doing that?
Well, you need to keep them to their promises. They need to elect the right people. And maybe, although at this point in time, coalition politics is a bit of a disaster when it comes to local government and specifically in some of the metros, I think that the ANC, out of an absolute majority, that seems to be the case at the moment, may bring in other role players and maybe some compromises on certain levels, and this may contribute to forms of good governance. But I am very concerned that I'm making these analyses in terms of the political environment, the economic environment, and the social environment. And it's clear that in the next 5 years, South Africa is going to face major challenges on many levels. So we need strong leadership. We need principled leadership. We need people that can work for the common good. And I must tell you, I am a bit concerned even with the election coming.
Okay, got that. Thank you for your time, Professor Andre Duvenage, Professor of Politics and an analyst based at the Northwest University. So there you are. The challenge is from a weak state to a failing state. We need strong leaders. We need principled leaders. We need leaders that put South Africa first. To paraphrase, do we have them? You have an election coming up.